I'll begin with a story about my growing up with my best friend, George Burdon, who was an Inupiaq boy I met after moving to Nome. In the winter, George and I used to ski and hunt for rabbits and ptarmigan. We didn't have regular ski boots, just mukluks that held in place by a simple leather strap for a binding. Taking our shotguns and our .22 rifles, we'd go out early in the day, just as the sky was beginning to get light, and head for an area called Chicken Hill, about a mile and a half northeast of my house. On the other side of Chicken Hill were a lot of low bushes and willows, where ptarmigan flocked, and we'd try to get close enough to hunt them before they flew away. We got two or three ptarmigan on a typical day of hunting, and if we were lucky, as many as half a dozen. I used to pluck them until George convinced me to just skin them. That was much easier and quicker. Once George and I were out hunting ptarmigan and rabbits, and I had my .22 rifle slung on my back, we had seen some tracks, but hadn't had any luck otherwise. As the day moved on and dusk began to settle in, we decided it was time to ski for home. We were skiing down a steep hillside when I hit a patch of ice and went too fast to be able to control the skis. I flipped over, and the front sight of my rifle caught me on the back of my head and ripped a hole in my scalp. I wasn't completely unconscious, but pretty groggy. George helped me ski down to the road where there was an individual who had a weasel, a covered vehicle with tracks that operates on snow. The driver took it to the hospital in town, and the doctor said that because the temperature was but 15 degrees below zero, the cut had frozen closed and stopped the blood flow. Otherwise, I could have bled to death. I don't remember how many stitches it took, but I wore a bandage for about 10 days.
Well, thank you, Sandy Mazin. That is a reading from your newly published memoir, Kyonik.
Which is an Inupiaq name.
And it's also your middle name, isn't it?
I had a native godfather who named me Kyonik, which meant beach sand.
So it's Sandy.
Sandy ever since, yeah.
Was this something you planned for a long time? Or?
I was a professor teaching at Arizona State University, and I had met a young man who was attempting to get into the master's program. So I worked with him for quite a while and was able to get him into our master's program at Arizona State. We became fast friends, and he looked at me one day and said, you know, you need a project. And I thought, why not talk a little bit about my childhood? And I'm sure that there were some adventures there that might be interesting to people.
There's definitely a lot of history in this book, a lot of Alaskan history.
I was very fortunate because my mother wrote many letters of their first few years in Alaska. And so I made use of the references that they made to kind of culture that we lived in the first two or three years in Alaska.
What did you learn about yourself that you didn't know when you wrote this book?
One of them was, of course, that I could write. I resisted writing for years. I felt like I'm not a good writer.
Even as a professor, you didn't have to do a lot of writing? What was your field?
My field was counseling psychology.
And are you getting good feedback?
So far, it's been outstanding, yeah. I've sold a lot of books. We've made a lot of friends. Met a lot of people who have been very supportive and encouraging.
Thank you for coming in.
You betcha. Thank you.